This is the continuation of the summary of the novel Coolie. Sir Todar Mal, who was a lawyer, shouted at the smoke coming out of the factory. His son Ramnath was also with him. Ganpat pushed Ramnath into the gully. Lady Todar Mal also came out. Prabha intercepted in the quarrel because Ganpat was beaten. He showed his humility to Sir Todar Mal. However, Sir Todar Mal lodged a complaint against his factory to the health officer, who paid no heed to his request. Sir Todar Mal was a member of the municipal committee, so he wrote complaint against the health officer too. At the intervention of the president of the municipal board, the health officer agreed to visit Prabha's factory for an on-the-spot inspection. Munnu greeted him with a good noon. Prabha was in panic and went to Lady Todar Mal to ask forgiveness. Ganpat was in the bazaar then to collect money. When Ganpat came back, he told a lie. In fact, he had collected about ₹350 from the market on Prabha's behalf, but told Prabha that he had collected only ₹50. Prabha became suspicious of his partner Ganpat. When Prabha asked him to show accounts, he refused and went away after a scene of abusing and quarrelling. He started his own pickle factory with the bare ₹50. But Ganpat went on damaging Prabha's reputation. Prabha's creditors thronged his house. Prabha was now a bankrupt due to Ganpat's treachery. Prabha could not accept this shock and fell ill. He was arrested by police for not paying his debts because of the influence of Sir Todar Mal, whose son had now become a police inspector. He was beaten by the police. He became seriously ill. When Maharaj and Bhonga went to Ganpat, he retained them. But Munnu and Tulsi remained with Prabha and Parvati. Both these boys worked as coolies in the market for some time. But after some time, Prabha and Parvati left for their village. At the time of their departure, they gave a silver rupee to Munnu, saying that he should live in their house and they would return soon. Tulsi also went with them. Munnu was left alone. Inspired by Prabha's devout character, Munnu thinks of going to the shrine of Bhagat Haridas, where food is also distributed free. He comes out of the railway station. In the meantime, he was hired by a woman to carry a bundle of luggage to the hospital in the civil lines. Then he went to the temple for his evening meals. He received his share of food. There he saw a yogi. As he was inquisitive, he questioned him on his profession. He was rebuked by the yogi and an old woman, but the former became ready to make him a disciple. Munnu was given the work of bringing the young woman who had come for a child to the yogi's apartment. When the lustful man in the yogi showed his face, Munnu ran away. Munnu spent the night on the boards of a shop near the cat killer's lane and went to the railway station in the morning for working as a coolie. There he was hissed away by a police constable. Sauntering here and there, he entered the Mall Road. There he narrowly escaped from colliding with an English lady. He heard the advertisement of a circus which was to leave for Bombay the next day. he thought of going to the circus and also to Bombay. He did not want to spend his silver rupee and was standing outside the circus tents to be smuggled in somehow. An elephant driver, for whom he did some work, allowed him to see the circus through a pigeon hole. When Munnu also expressed his desire to go to Bombay, the elephant driver promised to help him, and then next day he gave a place to Munnu in the luggage van. He himself was once assisted by someone. Hence, he took pity on Munnu because Bombay for the boy was associated with work. The elephant driver smuggled Munnu in the train. It was a dark night. The train moved and Daulatpur was left behind. The train halted at dawn. It was Ambala Junction. He fell asleep and awoke at Delhi. The elephant driver gave him some food and Munnu sat in a closed trunk of the train. The train speeded along and reached Ratlam. Then Bombay had begun and now he was anxious about his future lot. At the central station, the elephant driver came to tell him that it was the land of his heart's desire. He also gave him some food and showed an unnoticed way to go out of the station. The elephant driver could not keep Munnu with him as the circus was to go across the ocean. In Bombay, while walking on the pavement, Munnu saw a coolie lying in a corner. His condition was very much deplorable and this disheartened Munnu very much. He was worried about his abode and as he had no shelter to pass the night. In order to quench his thirst, he entered a restaurant, but finding him to be a coolie, the owner asked him to sit on the floor instead of a chair on which he was sitting. After drinking soda water worth 2 annas, he went out. The ill treatment given to him gave a sense of revolt as he was not an untouchable. Now satisfied, Munnu walked carelessly looking at the beautiful shops. He saw a man and a loaded woman on the other side of the street. He saved the life of their son. The man was a friend of Munnu. He was Hari, who worked in a cotton mill. Munnu accompanied him with the hope that he would also get some employment in the mill, where he got a job for 20 rupees a month. The four men who helped Hari and Munnu in seeking employment was a landlord and moneylender. He advanced some money to Munnu on interest. Munnu began to live in the hut provided by the four men, Chitma Sahib. Munnu also saw and had to pass through the exploitation by a grocer in the bazaar. The grocer exploited the coolies. Hari used to purchase necessary things from that grocer, Sardarji, on credit. Due to exploitation from all sides, Hari became broken in body and spirit. One day, the hut was washed away in the rains. Then Ratan, a wrestler who was Munnu's neighbor, asked them to come and live in his chawl. Shibu, who lived there, rented half of his room for Hari for rupees 5. Now Chitma Sahib was angry with Hari for leaving his hut and was on the verge of beating him, but Ratan intervened. However, Jimmy Thomas, Chitma Sahib, became revengeful towards them. Ratan was friendly with Munnu and recalled the days when he was in Jamshedpur, where he had worked in an iron mill. While they were talking, the foreman asked them not to talk. He took revenge on Hari after a month and a half. When he paid the salary, he deducted rupees 20 out of the pay of Hari. Then Nadir Khan also caught Hari for his money, but Ratan got him released. Ratan suggested him to join the union. Munnu had become friendly with Ratan. One night, he had a sort of sexual pleasure by lying with Lakshmi, who herself aroused his passion by pressing her bosom towards him. Lakshmi was Hari's wife. Next day, Ratan was dismissed from the services of the mill. Trade unions took up his case. There was furor among the coolies who wanted to go on strike. Meanwhile, reports spread that a Hindu boy had been kidnapped by a Muslim. Consequently, there were Hindu-Muslim riots. Munnu took shelter in a lonely, deserted wagon. The night being over, he felt empty and lonely. Having a narrow escape from beating and murder, he reached Malabar Hills but was knocked down by a car. It was the car of one Mrs. Mainwaring. Munnu fell unconscious. The driver urged her to leave the boy there, but she was afraid of danger and put him in her car because she needed a servant. Munnu came to sense when the car of Mrs. Mainwaring outside Bombay took to Agra Road. She was going to Shimla. The boy recovered his health in 3 days' journey up to Kalka, but he was mentally and physically broken. In the way, she asked him his age, and knowing that he was just 15, she decided to retain him as a page because in appearance he was the right servant for her. Mrs. Mainwaring was an Anglo-Indian. Her father, William Smith, was born of a Muslim washerwoman. He married the daughter of an English engine driver, and May, now Mrs. Mainwaring, was born. May was educated in Shimla, but she had a sense of inferiority complex. She wanted to be a pure white. In spite of her horror for sex, which was infused into her by her Western education, she married Heinrich Ulmer, a German photographer in Zalimpur state. He was interested in a camp, though she already had a daughter from him named Penelope. A son was also born to her. She did not care for the loss of her husband and got a teaching job in Zalimpur state. There, she became immoral and married Aga Raza Ali Shah, a Persian captain in the Nawab's army. She also used to visit English officers of the cantonment. Hence, she was thrown out by the captain. But she befooled Guy Mainwaring, a subaltern of the Royal Fusiliers. He married her and took her to England for honeymoon on her request. He returned, but she remained in London. After some time, Guy Mainwaring wrote to her to come back. She agreed to come for a year with the baby and leaving Penelope and Ralph at a boarding school if he rented a house for her in Shimla, because she would not be able to join him in Peshawar. Munnu was very glad to realize the kindness of Mrs. Mainwaring. Leaving him and a Muslim driver in the yard, she went to the station restaurant for breakfast. After some time, she left Kalka for Shimla. Munnu started looking at the hills around. His mistress gave him some fruits. He was also nostalgic about his own village as he saw the Kangra hills from afar. They reached Solan Bazaar in Shimla and reached Anandale in a rickshaw by coolies. Meanwhile, Munno did not know as to what he was to do. But he was awakened early at dawn by Alla Dad from the corner of the servants' quarters. He used to sweep the sitting room. One day, when Munno was sweeping the room, Mrs. Mainwaring fell attracted towards him. She wanted to make love to him. She called to fetch the scissors and cut his nails. This impassionate mood was wavering, but he fell at her feet. Then she ordered him to go. Munno felt guilty. He was questioned by Sirs, C-I-R-C-E. But he was going to lay the breakfast. Alla Dad, the cook, was very punctual. It was because if Mrs. Mainwaring went to the market, she would know the bazaar prices and he would lose his commission. Mrs. Mainwaring asked Alla Dad to get a rickshaw with three coolies because Munnu was going to be the fourth one. He found rickshaw pulling difficult. Mohan, a coolie, had also told him so. As he pulled and panted, the coolies encouraged him. They reached Mall and then passed through English Bazaar. Munnu was very sensitive to the prime beauty of English shops. Mrs. Mainwaring directed the coolies to take her to David's restaurant where she had asked Mrs. Stuart to tea after afternoon. Munnu had fever when he came back after his first day's work as a rickshaw coolie. He was taken with fatigue and lay by the fire in the kitchen. When Alla Dad came, he went to inform Mrs. Mainwaring of his illness. She called Major Merchant, the health officer of Shimla. Merchant was an Indian Christian. He thought that she must be a Eurasian. After preliminary introduction, he left with a promise to come the next day. After coming back from dinner, Mrs. Mainwaring took care of Munnu. She was very kind to him and massaged his body. After recovering from his fever, Munnu again started pulling the rickshaw for her. Mrs. Mainwaring was in the habit of going on evening drives. India was a paradise for white women, and though she was refused admission to the Union Jack Club, she enjoyed life at Shimla. Munnu also had become habitual to this life and even enjoyed it. Munnu took interest in English life, whereas the other coolies were indifferent. It was because he had read something and knew some English. One day, on an evening, when he came back after the drive was over, he felt bad. He spat blood but helped Alla Dad in dinner because Major Merchant was invited to dinner every day. Then Mrs. Mainwaring came from Peshawar. It was a busy week. Munnu liked the Sahib. At the railway station, before the Sahib went, he gave Munnu a 5-rupee note. But Munnu did not like Major Merchant. Other coolies suggested to Munnu to be a full-time rickshaw coolie, but Munnu said that he could not do so because he was suffering from consumption. All that night, after returning from Mashobra, he coughed. The next day he spat blood. He was horrified to see it. He did not want to die. He wanted to write to Ratan. One evening he went to Mohan to seek consolation from him. The coolies were celebrating rains. Mohan advised him to eat fruits and drink milk. On Friday, the day of dance, Munnu fell ill while working. Mohan took him to the house. Mrs. Mainwaring was concerned when she learnt that the boy spat blood. Major Merchant examined him and found him serious. He was removed to a segregated three-roomed place, a hut on the slopes of Chota Shimla, where there were two other coolies suffering from TB. Mohan stayed there to look after him. Mrs. Mainwaring casually visited the place. Ratan wrote to him to come back to Bombay. Munnu wanted to get well so that he could go to him. His condition did not improve. He lay watching the hills he had once deserted. His trouble was eased and he enjoyed a few days of good health, but in the early hours of one night he died. The brief summary of the novel Coolie is over.